Just a few moments ago, we witnessed something in our Senate chamber that it's unprecedented in my 20-plus years here, and I know a number of my colleagues who have been here just as long, if not longer. The people of Pennsylvania elected a number of our members to serve in this General Assembly, in this Senate in particular. And those individuals were denied the opportunity to offer reasonable, thoughtful, well-reasoned, well-thought-out amendments to a piece of legislation, House Bill 33, that would have stripped $200 a month from about 11,095 people who enjoy benefit known as general assistance. These men and women are individuals in this Commonwealth who are either disabled, temporarily disabled, victims of domestic violence, and so many other individuals who are trying and asking for a handout and a support to be able to move into the next stage of their life as a bridge, as a transition from that status into one where they become self-sustaining men and women. This action today by Senate Republicans, and I will remind you, was on a motion to call the question, unprecedented. But more disheartening and more disturbing and more disgusting was that every single Republican member stood up to second the motion, sending a message to the people of Pennsylvania that they don't care about the 11,095 people who were harmed, who were hurt, who need support, who are asking for the Commonwealth to step forward and support them in an important time of need, particularly in a given year when we have resources available to this Commonwealth. The amount of money this would have cost is nowhere near what we've saved by helping these men and women. It is ridiculous and disheartening that these folks lack compassion for people in Pennsylvania. A number of my colleagues have prepared a series of amendments, amendments that would have, at a minimum, maintained the program for certain groups of individuals. We heard from our colleague Senator Hughes, who talked about making sure that women of domestic violence, women who are protecting, need protection, that we aren't going to be able to buy the simple things that they need, like a toothbrush, or toothpaste, or deodorant, or a t-shirt, or pay an electric bill. That's what these resources pay for. That's what we're stripping these people of as we go forward. And that's what the Republicans want to do. It's unconscionable, it's disgusting, and I'm disappointed in the maneuvers that were employed by our colleagues on the other side of the aisle. But we have other amendments to protect members who are military veterans. Military veterans who served our country, we were trying to at a minimum exempt them from this cutoff. They don't want to hear that amendment. They don't want to vote on that. To me, that is simply, again, I repeatedly use the word unconscionable because I can't think of anything else that describes their actions and what they intend to do.